Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Wanted to talk a little bit now with Ryan Burrow on the airplane that basically crashed in the backyard yesterday. Well, not quite that, but in Palatine, we had a small engine. Was it a single engine plane, Ryan?
Yeah, so it was really strange. I was actually out for a walk. I don't live too far away from there, and heard all these helicopters buzzing around. What the heck is going on? And walked over, and there was a plane on the road. We're still trying to figure out what happened. Witnesses seem to think that the plane ran out of power. At least that's what the pilot seemed to indicate to them when he got out. Good news is he's safe, but right at that intersection of Colfax and Quinton, apparently some witnesses said they saw the plane going down way lower than it should have been, like just over the treetops, and they thought this thing was going to crash and there was going to be a big fire. But instead, it appears as though it landed. There was some damage to the plane, to the wing, and a little bit to other parts of the plane as well, but it seems as though he landed it onto the road, and then maybe it clipped a pole or something like that, and that caused it to spin. Because if you look where it landed, it was between trees, it was between utility poles. That could have been really, really bad.
So this guy is actually a really good pilot.
Well, as far as we can tell.
Yeah,
up to the point of landing it, yes. We don't know a lot of the story. He was safe. He was fine. He was on the phone making a lot of frantic calls. Some friends came and comforted him at one point. We didn't get anything from him. And in fact, police didn't give us a ton of information. But a very weird scene to see a small plane kind of propped up against a utility pole near a house in Palatine.
I have to say the takeaway for me is that you should look less at your phone when walking outside,
right,
and more at the sky.
Yeah. Well, one witness said that there was actually right near where that plane landed a student driver vehicle nearby.
Oh my.
They don't teach you that one in driver's ed, do they?
No.
What happens if a plane's falling from the sky at that point?
Yeah, that's really crazy. Well, it feels like, you know, these things don't happen that often anymore. I don't know if they're just making planes better, but there was a while there, you know, for a while, we do see this in foreign countries. We see, you know, or if you're in the Grand Canyon, for example, you'll hear about these kinds of small plane crashes, or you hear about people flying their own plane, and, you know, very sadly, you know, bad things happen sometimes. But pretty clear day yesterday, and it seems like he was able to land okay. The picture is kind of stunning. You sent Elif a picture of what it actually looked like. Talk about being on the scene for reporting.
Yeah, right. It's weird when it happens in your neighborhood. You beat all of the TV crews, and they eventually got there, and then you work with each other to try to get information out of police. But yeah, it's weird when it happens right in your backyard.
Yeah,
right,
so helpful, right, with COVID, to be able to report on something in your own backyard.
I actually walked there, you know. So when the TV crew started showing up, they're all like, "Where do we park? Where do we go?" Like, "Oh, you just go down over there a little bit, and then turn left, and then you're right there, and you just park and just walk over." You know, it's like I knew I was the local, I was the townie.
All right.
You know.
So who actually picks up the plane and takes it like to the plane repair shop?
There was a tow service that came, and yeah, it got loaded up and away it went. Yeah, it happened actually in daylight, which is good, because if it would happen at night, you know, we might have had a different story. But yeah, everything you love to hear stories when it ends well and nobody was hurt, because there are so many tragic stories where that wasn't the case.
Yesterday when I was driving in, what I saw was they had shut down the Kennedy there. Did you hear about this yesterday?
Yes.
Morning.
Mm-hmm.
Was that
was that a motorcycle?
Yeah. And when I was driving in, so it was on the outbound on the outbound. I was on the inbound coming to work. And you could see that they had closed off the highway, and then there was just a covering right in the middle. And I thought, oh, that's not good.
No, that's always a tough one to see. Thankfully, it appears as though, because of the number of people that are on the roadways during this pandemic, according to the National Safety Council, the numbers of fatalities on the roads are down this year compared to previous years, which you would expect, volume, sheer volume. That being said, the rate at which people are dying on the roads is actually up. And the reason that these experts believe that's the case is because people are driving faster.
Oh,
there are
fewer
people on the road. We saw this at the very beginning of the pandemic. It was hard to be on the Kennedy without someone flying up behind you at 90 miles an hour just because there was so much free road in front of you. And people weren't used to that, apparently.
Yeah, well, Autobahn is always, you know, one of those things we magically keep thinking about.
Yeah.
But that actually is still happening. So today on my way in, again, people were flying by me. But there's more traffic on the road now. It's gotten more dangerous. And we had another crash last night on the Eisenhower.
Yeah, it's very dangerous out there. Like I said, the overall numbers year to year are down, but the percentage of volume to those fatalities are up, and that's always something that concerns you.
So financially, what's really interesting is that your auto insurance has issued rebates to everybody. So you probably got one.
I got one, yes.
I got one. Most people have gotten one. And
I didn't get a check. Did you get a check? Mine was just a discount on my future bills.
No, I think we got, which is fine too, right?
Yeah,
that's still
it's
real
fine.
Money.
It's
it just
still
doesn't
fun.
You want
it's
the check
to deposit it, right?
You want the
and
actual
go splurge.
Yeah, right. Your $26 or whatever it was. What's interesting though is when you start to look at the profits from insurance companies, the fact that they're not paying out on those auto insurance claims for the last 6-8 months has really changed the numbers for a lot of these insurance companies, and they're making buckloads of money. Even though you got your check or discount, future discount, everybody else has gotten a check as well, it's still, there's plenty of money in those insurance companies, and it does speak directly to the number of accidents that actually aren't happening.
I'm wondering how much this pandemic is going to play on insurance, health insurance moving forward too as well. We had talked about this years ago when all of the CTE information started coming out about football players.
Oh,
we
yeah.
know that insurance companies will ask you, do you drink? Do you smoke? The question had always been, are they going to ask you in the future, did you play high school football? Did you play college football? Because then they can, you know, kind of figure you out a little bit more health-wise. I wonder if that question, did you have COVID? Have you been exposed to COVID, is going to be something that we hear from insurance companies moving forward.
Well, it'll be interesting. But, you know, the death rate is coming down from COVID. So they've learned how to treat it. In the beginning, you know, everybody was getting shoved onto a respirator. Then they're like, you know what, that's not working as well as some steroids. That seems to be working better. And that brings people down. Getting people on respirators is hard. Getting them off is harder. And so it, as they figured out, I think, more how to treat it, and it becomes less of a death sentence, so to speak, I think that will help. I don't know, though. Nobody knows with this disease, like, what's going to happen
the down. The long-term impact, right?
Yeah,
and
we
that's
know
one
6 months.
That's one thing the Big Ten is trying to do with these players when they're testing them. They're not only testing them for COVID, but they're also doing cardiac tests as well. Because the fear is that there is some kind of struggle that they're going to have in the future, maybe some kind of heart problem as a result of COVID-19.
Yeah, there's definitely some things there. I want to go back to CTE for one moment, because I saw an interview with some neurologists that have actually begun to design tests for it while people are alive. Right now, the only way to know for sure if a football player had it, or a hockey player or anybody else, is after they die, sadly, and then you can go and you scan the brain. But they are working on some tests where they think they can actually identify whether a player has it or is likely to get it.
And that's huge, because once you, perhaps you can find out, if you can get quick testing, you can find out the moment that that happened. Was it due to a concussion or was it due to something else? How forceful was that concussion at that time? So that's going to be huge.
Yeah, that is.
Indeed.
I absolutely think so. What else are you watching today?
Oh, boy. Let's see. Senator Durbin, Willie Wilson, and my apologies on the third candidate. Anyways, they're having a discussion with the Sun-Times editorial board right now heading into the election. Let's see. What else do we have coming up today? The mayor is going to be speaking here in about an hour, and we'll see if she addresses Soldier Field and whether or not there will be fans allowed at some point. It sounds as though she has indicated not so much this year.
Yesterday, we were talking with Sammy P about the betting odds, and my son, Michael, had a question. He's our sports fan in the family, about how the odds would change for an empty stadium for home field advantage. Like, if you're at home, but it's empty, how does that feel? Is that weird you out? Are you missing your fans? Is this why they're piping in music and fan sounds? I don't know.
You definitely don't get the home field advantage of being able to interrupt the other team's offense.
So crazy. Terry joins us on the line. Hey, Terry, you live in Palatine? So, Terry, you live in Palatine. Did a plane also land in your backyard?
No, not in my backyard. On Northwest Highway, which is right around the corner from where this one landed, it landed and ended up in a restaurant parking lot right on the corner of Northwest and Quinton Road.
Brands.
And this was,
they've got great burgers.
I'd say it was about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. There's something about Palatine then.
It's like the plane magnet. Yeah, it was just down the street at right near Brant's, which is a great burger joint, right at the corner of Quinton and Northwest Highway over there.
And for everybody who gets up early, having a burger right now on a Friday sounds really good. I know it's only 9:56. Thanks so much for
no
dropping
problem.
By.